For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Radio friends, this is Monday. It's August 12th. We're glad that you took a little bit of time to be with us. Hope you'll stick around for the next 10 minutes or so. Two topics. The Colton's Language Preschool is one, and the League of Women Voters. Liz Schmidt is over here to my right. How are you today, Liz?
Oh, just great. We're doing very well.
Yeah.
The League of Women Voters is ready to take off for the fall.
Oh, well, the League of Women Voters are going all the time.
I know.
And you're one dynamite League of Women Voter lady.
I said,
lady.
Take a month off every now and then. It would be
so
nice.
You've got a special event coming up August 27th.
Yes, it's a Tuesday, a couple weeks from now. And we're going to the Gordon Shelter House at Stevens Lake and have a picnic.
Oh, that's nice.
And we'll
you're going to have... This is just a fun time. This is a get-together. You don't have any politicians there?
No. Well, we invite them, but strangely enough,
most of the politicians come.
Most of them avoid us. Once in a while, Mary Still used to show up, and we've got several that belong to League, but I don't know if they'll show up or not. Anyway,
So who are you asking to come to the picnic?
Anybody that wants to. This is kind of an open session, and we hope our members will come and bring a friend. That's the deal. Bring a friend and bring a dish.
Okay, so you bring a covered dish.
Yes.
And
dessert, of course.
What?
Brownies or something like that.
Yeah,
dessert.
Okay.
And we furnish sub sandwiches. Because that kind of pads up.
People can bring a salad if they want to
salad.
Can't they?
Mm-hmm.
So just bring a covered dish and you're going to provide the sandwiches.
That's right. And then we kind of try to entice them with, we're going to talk about agriculture this fall, and we're going to talk about the Constitution and all these things that you do in off years.
Yeah. What are you going to talk about agriculture?
Well, we have a study, believe it or not, and they said it was going to be very narrow, but as it turned out, they named everything you could think of, from financing, cost of land. We'll have definitely GMOs, which are genetically modified things and seeds, and then they have organic.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about the gamut of agriculture.
You know, somebody you're talking about agriculture, and he's going to be a guest on our show this coming Friday. It's Greg Judy.
Oh, great.
Greg Judy does all whole, he calls himself a grass farmer, but he has cattle.
Oh, great.
And it's all organic.
Good.
Everything is organic.
He's a name I'll get from you then before I leave.
Yes. He doesn't even own a tractor. And, I mean, he farms thousands of head of cattle. But he would be a – I hope he doesn't get upset with me.
Promoting him to the League of Women Voters.
But he would be somebody you should see if you can get
And we
him.
Definitely want to be balanced. We're not promoting anything. And then we will answer some questions that the National League puts out, and then we will decide what the League of Women Voters' position on agriculture is.
Oh, so after you have all of these speakers, then you're going to decide what your position is going to be.
We'll have one forum, and we'll have a couple where we discuss it among ourselves, but anyone can come and be part of the discussion, and then we'll have an open discussion on the answers to the questions.
Okay, so make a date for the big picnic Tuesday, August 27th, 5 to 7 p.m. at Stevens Park.
That's right.
Do they need to call in advance?
No, they sure don't. Come. That's why if you bring a dish, you at least know you have enough to eat.
Okay.
They come in off the Broadway entrance.
All right.
Which is always a problem because there's three or four entrances
and
to Stevens.
There won't be any entertainment there this time. Unless somebody
Only
wants.
Us.
Maybe Liz is going to get up and sing and dance a while.
We do a lot of stuff. You never know when you come to the League.
We're almost out of time, Liz.
Yes, and we are going to celebrate the Constitution, but I'm back before then.
September 17th.
So
okay. So if people want more information, what's the phone number?
Okay, 573-445-0655.
Okay, 445-0655 or...
LWV.org.
Thank you very much,
Liz Schmidt. Appreciate it.
So dedicated... We had time, I'd tell people what happened to you today, and you still came down here.
Right.
Okay, thank you, Liz. Now we turn to Greta Hull. Good to have you here, Greta.
Thanks so
and
much.
And you are the director of the Colmes Language Preschool at
That's
University.
Correct.
And what a wonderful, wonderful gem that preschool is, the language preschool. It may be one of the best kept secrets on campus.
We think that it is.
Yeah. Explain what the Combs Language Preschool is.
Well, it's through the School of Health Professions and the Communication Science and Disorders students help staff it. And so I'm a nationally certified speech-language pathologist, and so with me being the director and then our students being students in communication science and disorders, they're very interested and knowledgeable about children that have communication problems. Mm-hmm. So we target and work on the children's communication.
How many children do you have in class right now?
Well, we have about 8 per section. We have 2 sections.
So you can handle 16.
16, maybe up to 20.
So somebody listening to us right now, how would they make the decision that their child or grandchild would benefit from the Combs Language Preschool?
Well, the nice thing that we offer is that we have beautiful student-teacher ratios. So, like, one college student works with up to 2 at the most little preschoolers. So you have a target, each student has target preschoolers. And so it's really nice to have that one-on-one or two-for-one interaction.
But how does a parent know that their child would benefit from this?
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. So if they are concerned about how their children are communicating, if they have speech problems, or if they know that they have language problems, or even if they suspect that they might have language problems, then we would be a beautiful place to consider.
Would they come down and talk to you about this, describe what the situation is, and then you decide whether you can help?
Yes. We have, unfortunately, we have a waiting list. Mm-hmm. But mostly, if we think that there's any way that we can help, we would absolutely consider.
Okay. And how do people get in touch with you?
Well, we're on the web, mm-hmm. School of Health Professions. You can just look us up through there. Or my phone number is 882-8538. 882-8538.
Okay. It's a Combs Language Preschool. And it really is a wonderful organization. I had the pleasure of coming down there about a month or so ago and reading to the kids. I was impressed with what you do. And as I walked in, I said, well, this is really pretty unstructured. And you said, well, it looks unstructured, but it really is structured.
It's very structured.
But it looked so casual, and there was such a good feeling in the air there.
Yes.
You all do such a beautiful job. And you've got, the other thing I was impressed about, you've got a see-through mirror, mm-hmm. where parents can go in another room and observe
That's
what the kids are
right.
doing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Greta, thank you so much for coming by. Director of the Combs Language Preschool.
Thanks
pleasure,
so much.
Pleasure having you on here. Tomorrow, Talking Horse Productions and the Phoenix Program. Our program is directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangware, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to hear this program again or watch it, all you have to do is go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, Radio Friends,